The title of today's sermon is Christ's Spiritual Body. We have been given the inestimable blessing of being a part of God's true church. And we've grown accustomed to referring to the church of God as the spiritual body of Christ. So we're going to talk about Christ's spiritual body. What does that mean? What are we to understand concerning the body of Jesus Christ? Well, we know that Jesus came in a physical, flesh and blood body. The physical body of Jesus is the one that John, the beloved apostle, hugged and leaned on. You know, that body got hungry, it got tired, like our bodies. But how do we get from Christ having a physical body to the concept of the brethren being the spiritual body of Christ? Those are two seemingly non-related concepts. How is the church the spiritual body of Christ? In today's sermon, we're going to explore the development of the biblical concept of how the church of God came to be synonymous with the spiritual body of Christ. And let's begin in John chapter 6. Here we find where Jesus Christ introduces a new concept, not only to his disciples, but sometimes Jesus Christ shared it with the multitude. And in this case, Jesus is sharing it with all the public who were keeping the Sabbath at the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Now, brethren, I've had the tremendous good fortune to go to Capernaum in modern-day Israel, where Jesus walked and taught. But as we shall see, Jesus is now making himself totally available to all of the brethren in a very personal way. Jesus said in John 6 and verse 47, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life." Verse 48, "I am that bread of life." Now the people, the carnal people that Jesus was speaking to, were thinking only in terms of food for their bellies. They weren't thinking spiritually. The scriptures show that there was no one hearing the words of Jesus who realized that Jesus was speaking of his spiritual life, his spiritual ways, his principles, his words, his standards, his laws, his way of living when he spoke about the bread of life. Speaking of himself and all that he was and all that he stood for, Jesus said in verse 50, "This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die." So Jesus is telling him the bread he's speaking of is very special bread. It's not regular bread. Verse 51, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh." I bet you could hear a pin drop at that point. Which I will give for the life of the world. Verse 52, "The Jews therefore struggle among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?" You can just imagine the lifted eyebrows and glances around the synagogue, you know, as people thought about those words of Jesus Christ. Verse 53, Jesus continued on, "Then Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Very confusing words to a non-converted person. It would only be after the death of Jesus Christ and after his resurrection that the converted disciples, not the populace, but the converted disciples would begin to understand what it meant to